Philip Simpson, PhD in Disease Urgent Care. Today's date is 01/09/2022. Dictation is 4. Miss Marsha Watson. Watson spells W-A-T-S-O-N. Marsha spells M-A-R-S-H-A. Date of birth is 11/1/1974. This is a 48-year-old female here with left lower leg pain, period. Patient state, next paragraph, patient stated that she suffered a fall approximately 3 or 4 days ago and was seen in a local emergency room. Comma, said as a result of the fall, she had a laceration, which is approximately 7 to 8 centimeters. She had it sutured then and is here today because of increased pain at the site of suture, period. She says she came in because she noticed green discharge from the suture site and redness that's moving away from the site, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She denies increased temperature. Next line, she says pain is approximately 9/10, increase with motion and touch. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, she denies chest pain, shortness of breath, diaphoresis. Next line, she denies any new trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history. C-section. Next line, cholecystectomy. Next line, gastric bypass. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, social history. She denies tobacco use or drug use. She endorses alcohol use. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 130 over 74. Pulse 93. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. Left leg anterior surface. Just above the knee. Suture site has migrating erythema. Moving cephal head and distally. There is green discharge. However, there is no fluctuance. There is no bleeding. She has tenderness to palpation. She has 7 sutures in place and they appears to be in good order. Next paragraph. Negative Holman sign. Next line, no tenderness of the calf. Next line, no swelling of extremities below the knee. Next paragraph, dorsalis pedis pollicis is present. Cap refill, less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema, no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, no macules, no papules, no vesicles, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is cellulitis, number 2 is post procedure infection, number 3 is pain left lower extremity. Next paragraph, patient informed me that she received a tetanus shot when she was at the emergency room on the day of injury. Next paragraph, procedure, wound care / debridement. Normal saline mixed with betadine was obtained. The site was irrigated using a 15 cc syringe. I used a total of approximately 200 milliliters of mixture of normal saline and betadine. The next line, necrotic tissue was manually removed. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next paragraph, patient was given the following medication in the clinic: Rocephin, 1 gram IM, Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed for a total of 20 minutes and reevaluated at the time which she reports no side effects from any medication. She says her pain is much improved. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Bactrim 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, clindamycin 300 milligrams, 1 PO QID for 10 days, number 40. Next medication, Atarax 25 milligrams, 1 PO QHS, number 30. Next medication, Mobic 15 milligrams, 1 PO QAM, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.